Good morning. A Friday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, and like a good friend, WAMC is there for you. And once in a while, we ask you to be there for our radio station. And to that end, Alan, and you've been talking about this, a report in The Hill, which says the Trump team is adopting a proposal to cut federal funds from CPB, NEA, and the NEH.
Well, that's right, David. It's pretty much what had been advanced, which we knew. We knew that the Breitbart people, who were connected to the White House, of course, because Steve Bannon is their senior advisor in the White House, and he had been the head of Breitbart, are saying very specifically the first thing that ought to happen is to defund CPB. Now they're talking about defunding the arts people, but also suggesting that CPB be privatized. And by that, I think they mean the public radio stations being privatized. It is exactly what I expected. There are people who thought that I was making this stuff up. I wasn't. And in fact, it is a scary proposition. In the end, WAMC will have to fight the fight. We'll hope that public radio stays alive and that we can all support the concept. But this radio station has to go on. And the best way to do that is to make sure that each of us puts something into the pot. Now we're doing quite well. We're getting towards that $500,000 mark, but we have a long way to go, David.
WAMC.org to put something in, and we thank you for anything you can do. Now to, of course, the inauguration today of President-elect Donald Trump. We'll have live coverage beginning at 10 a.m. here on WAMC, following it through the day. But last night, already protests have begun, and you were in New York City, where a star-studded cast, along with citizens, gathered to protest in front of Trump Hotel.
David, I am in New York City, and Roselle and I went. I do observe Roselle to participate in the carrying-ons outside of the Trump Hotel on 59th Street at Columbus Circle. According to the organizers, and it was pretty spontaneous, I can tell you, 25,000 people showed up. That's a lot of people, you know, on just a little bit of notice. And the people who were there were incredible. You had Michael Moore and Mayor de Blasio, Mark Ruffalo, Al Sharpton, Julianne Moore, Alec Baldwin, who was hysterical, by the way, Rosie Perez, Marissa Tomei, Cynthia Nixon, Sally Field, Cher, and of course, as I said, Mark Ruffalo, who we count as our own because he's been on WAMC a number of times and great guy. And then, of course, it was all ended by the great Natalie Merchant, who brought the house down and who sang, you know, this land is my land, this land is your land. It was a spectacular event, and the crowd was very, very respectful. And Ruffalo said, if you're here to make mischief, or I don't want to use the wrong words, for any other way except peaceful protest, we don't want you. Very interesting, right way to do it. Very respectful of the idea that in people, in the numbers of people, there is power. And it was quite something.
Of course, there have been a number of protests leading up to Inauguration Day and will culminate with the women's marches on Saturday. Do these marches and hopefully peaceful protests have an impact, Alan?
Well, clearly they'll have an impact, whether it's a positive impact in terms of what Trump's reaction, who does not react well to criticism, will be is another whole story. But when you have seas of people, hundreds of thousands of people turning out, they can be dismissed with a Twitter, but they've got to bring fear into the heart of anybody who doesn't respect the idea that in a democracy, people count. Now, in Tiananmen Square in China, we know what happened. In came the tanks. That's not going to happen here. It can't. But what is going to happen is the appointment of people to positions denying climate change and denying public education. Those are things that we are going to see happening. And there's the whole question as to whether Trump's hotel violates the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution when foreign people give money to something that the president owns. He clearly is going to take the tact that nothing matters, that he can do it. It's his hotel. He can do whatever he wants. And of course, we face the specter of a Supreme Court, which will be loaded with Trump appointees, and the Democrats will have to decide what they're going to do about it. But we have quite a few old justices on the court, including Justice Breyer, including all of the people who are up there now and who will face replacement.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, thanks so much, and we look forward to hearing more reports from you through the weekend.
You'll get them. Thanks, David.